Anybody who has lived in a rural area probably knows something about cooperatives. What comes to mind first may be the Rural Electric Cooperative, which brought electricity to farm families during the Depression. There are grain co-ops and livestock, wool, and poultry co-ops. The concept has been a part of the fabric of small towns for generations. But are rural communities in Montana ready for housing co-ops? Despite reports of a downturn in the real estate industry, some people think co-ops are a viable future. Reporter Kevin Mackey with tonight's feature, From the Bitterroot, a housing co-op for seniors.
As is true in a lot of rural areas in Big Sky Country, the Bitterroot Valley has plenty of gray hair. It is one of Montana's most popular retirement areas. For quite a while now, senior citizens from other spots in the country have been moving here, joining a sizable population of older folks who were born and raised in the valley, or who have at least lived here a long time. Many, if not most, of those people own their own homes. Retired Hamilton High School chemistry teacher Bill Delaney.
Well, we've lived in the valley for 46 years, and we own a house on an acre. It's going to be 100 years old in 3 years, and we plan on staying there until it's 100 years old. So we're looking to downsize because it's getting to be too much work.
Bill Delaney is one of a number of seniors who came to hear what Terry McKinley had to say at an informational meeting before Ravalli County Commissioners. McKinley comes from the Twin Cities in Minnesota. He has spent years overseeing the financing, organization, and development of senior housing co-ops in both rural and urban areas.
That provides community facilities to encourage interaction between the members. It's all done in a cooperative ownership where all of the members own the building together in a cooperative corporation, elect their own board of directors, and there is no outside owner. They are the complete owners and have the benefit of controlling their budgets.
Members buy a share in the nonprofit co-op and become a part of it with voting rights. The share's value is based on the size and type of home. Members pay a monthly fee that is used for such things as the master mortgage, administration, utilities, and real estate taxes. These are not retirement homes or assisted living centers. The cooperative pays for general home maintenance like appliance repair, carpeting, mowing the lawns. McKinley says members don't spend down their assets, and they retain and build equity in their home.
They appeal to older people who probably would not otherwise move out of their houses. The cooperative does not include any budgeting for significant staff or cash flow for the developer or for the operator of the facility. It's also done on an affordable basis so that they can invest some of the sale proceeds of their home in the cooperative and receive those back with appreciation when they move out. So it's designed to provide a place to age in place, hopefully for the rest of their lives, without any spend down of their assets, that it'll be affordable from their income and from their existing equity, again, with that equity being returned when they move out. Most of these are very active, young or old, some of them still working, that simply want to be freed from the maintenance responsibilities of their home. But they're not ready to use meal services or housekeeping services. They want to continue to own. They want to get the benefits and control of ownership, tax deductibility, et cetera. And so we just find that it appeals to an entirely different market than the people that are ready to move on to a long-term care campus, if you will.
Community leaders want to build such a facility just east of Hamilton on land that was donated to the Council on Aging. The co-op would be neighbors to the council's office complex and transportation barn. If it is approved, that donated land would also house a business incubator proposed by the Ravalli County Economic Development Authority. Council on Aging's Paul Travitz.
In another 10 years, we're going to have more people over 65 here in Ravalli County than Missoula has. It's a retirement community. People are growing older here. We need an affordable option for housing in this area, and this is just one of the ways we can do that.
It is not, however, low-income housing.
This is more for moderate-income people who want to move out of their home that they're trying to upkeep, be able to move into a maintenance-free situation and have the same benefits of owning their own home whether it be an equity increase, tax benefits.
The informational meeting brought people from all over Montana. Community leaders in Havre listened on a phone line. There were people from Missoula, Bozeman, and Great Falls. Brian Guion is with the Montana Cooperative Development Center in Great Falls, a statewide organization that helps build cooperatives.
And providing housing to seniors and keeping them in the area and help build that keep the economy going strong from the seniors, but also if we can open up some of the housing to our young people that are moving in and give them opportunity for some affordable housing. And so you see a little ripple effect from the seniors moving into the cooperative housing, opening housing up to the rest of the community.
Housing costs and the availability of housing differ throughout Montana. Filling the housing needs through co-ops in Havre may be very different from filling the needs of Hamilton. But even in fast-growing Hamilton, there are houses available, if you can afford them. Bill Delaney sees positives in the venture and some negatives.
The positives would be no lawn work, smaller house to take care of, a community feeling. Negative is trying to get rid of your other house. They talk about people moving into this thing and putting their house on sale, and that puts more and more houses in Hamilton for sale, and we already have enough of them for sale. That's a negative as far as I'm concerned.
Seniors today are healthier. They are living longer. Their needs are different than they were 30 or 40 years ago. They have more options, and maybe they are planning better than ever.
I'm Barbara Brown, lifelong Bitterroot Valley person. It is hard to think about yourself getting older, but especially if you're single and by yourself, you've got to think about what's going to happen down the road 5 years, 10 years.
Barbara says she's thinking hard about such a proposal. It would allow her to keep her pet, she says. I couldn't live without my dogs. Co-op housing is a new concept here, but it's fairly common in other parts of the country. It's getting people used to it, say its proponents. They joke that adult children ask their parents, "Mom and Dad, why are you moving into a commune?" It's not a commune, they say. It's a co-op. For Montana Evening Edition, I'm Kevin Mackey in Hamilton.